Today we're making a classic jungle rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, beginner style, using only stock tools. This is one of those edits that instantly says, hold up, back it up. It's a huge part of drum and bass energy, especially in jungle, rollers, darker DNB, and anything with that DJ-friendly, dancefloor tension. The goal here is not to make a random reverse sound. The goal is to make it feel like a performance gesture, like the track intentionally pulled itself backward for a second before snapping back harder. We're going to take a basic breakbeat phrase, flip a small part of it, shape it with a little filter and reverb, and then bring the bass back in so the return feels bigger. By the end, you'll have a short rewind edit that can sit before a drop, after a breakdown, or right at the end of a phrase. First, set up a clean loop. Open your project in Ableton Live 12 and aim for a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If your track is already at a different tempo, that's okay. This technique still works, but for that proper jungle and DNB feel, around 172 BPM is a really good place to start. Now create a 16-bar loop in arrangement view. Put your main breakbeat on one audio track and your bass on another track. If you already have a groove running, great. If not, just use a simple break with a clear snare on 2 and 4, plus a basic bass line or even one long subnote. Keep it simple at first. You want a strong groove to reference, because the rewind moment only really works when the listener already understands the pattern. Next, choose the exact place where the rewind is going to happen. Usually, this lands at the end of a phrase, not randomly in the middle. For beginners, bar 8 or bar 16 is the safest choice. That's where the listener naturally expects a change, so the rewind feels musical instead of accidental. Zoom in on that section and listen to the last beat before the edit. A useful beginner structure is this. Bars 1 to 8 are the rolling groove, bar 9 has a small variation, bars 10 to 15 build the intensity, and bar 16 is the rewind moment. Then bars 17 and onward come back with either a stronger drop or a slightly different version of the groove. Now let's build the rewind itself. Duplicate your drum loop to a new audio track so you're not messing with the original. Then split the clip near the end of the phrase. The key here is not to reverse the whole drum loop. That usually sounds messy and weak. Instead, reverse just a small slice, like the tail of a snare, a cymbal hit, or a short break fragment. If you want to stay simple, audio clip editing is enough. Split the clip on the snare before the rewind, then split again on the hit right after it. Reverse that small tail section. That creates the feeling of the groove being pulled backward. You can also make a tiny gap or a quick stop right before the edit. That little bit of silence or space gives the rewind more impact. If you want to go one step deeper, you can slice the break to a MIDI track and trigger the pieces from a drum rack. That gives you more control, but for a beginner, just working directly with audio clips is totally fine. Now we'll shape the rewind with a few stock Ableton devices. Add auto filter to the rewind slice and set it to low pass mode. Then automate the cutoff so the sound narrows right before the rewind. A good starting move is to pull the cutoff down from somewhere around 12k Hz to around 400 to 800 Hz over the last beat or so. That closing filter gives the moment a sucked back, tightening feeling. If you want a bit more edge, add a little resonance, but don't overdo it. After that, add a light reverb to the reverse tail. Keep this subtle. You're not trying to drown the drum loop in space. You just want a little atmosphere so the reverse slice feels like it's pulling away. A short decay, low dry slash wet, and a small pre-delay is usually enough. If you want even more movement, add echo with a short sync delay, like 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Keep the feedback low and the wet amount subtle. The idea is just to add a little trail, not a giant delay wash. You can also filter the echo so the low end stays clean. A very useful trick here is to automate the volume down quickly on the last beat before the stop. Even a small dip makes the rewind feel more dramatic, almost like the sound is being sucked backward. That tiny fade or dip really helps sell the illusion. Now let's make the return feel heavy. A rewind is not just about the pullback, it's about what comes after. So right after the edit, bring in a short bass note or sub pickup. That's what gives the drop back its weight. For a clean beginner sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it short, and keep it simple. A note length of 1/8 to 1/4 beat is often enough. If you want something darker and thicker, you can use wave eatable with a restyle patch or a saw-based sound, then add saturator for a little grit. Just make sure the low end stays controlled and center. A good rule is this: the rewind moment should breathe for a split second, then the bass comes back in with purpose. That contrast is what makes it hit. Now let's tighten the drum so the edit still grooves. Add drum bus to your drum group to glue the break together. Keep the drive subtle, maybe somewhere in the 5-15% area, and use crunch sparingly. You want more punch and attitude, not complete destruction. If the break feels messy, use EQ8 before drum bus. High pass the really low rumble, and if the break is muddy, make a small cut in the low mids. If the hats are sharp, gently tame the upper mids or highs. One nice detail, let one drum hit be slightly early or slightly late. Just a tiny human offset. That can make the rewind feel more like a DJ-style performance, and less like a rigid loop. Now we're at the most important part, which is automation. This is the difference between a random reverse sound and a proper jungle rewind moment. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the drums, automate the bass level or bass filter, and if needed, automate a bit of reverb, send on the reverse slice. You can also automate utility on the bass track and dip the gain by a couple dB just before the stop, then bring it back to full on the return. A strong beginner automation shape is simple. One beat before the rewind, the drum filter starts to close. On the last half beat, the volume dips a little. On the rewind hit, the reversed slice plays. Then on the very next beat, the bass returns with full energy. That's a clean tension and release arc, and it works. Now think about arrangement. In DNB, an edit becomes a hook when it repeats with small changes. So you might use a rewind at the end of an 8-bar section, then again later with a different reversed slice, a slightly harder bass return, or a tiny extra FX hit. You want the listener to recognize the moment, but still feel the impact each time. If the arrangement feels too busy before the rewind, thin it out for a beat or two. This is a really important coaching point. The rewind lands harder when the section before it is slightly simpler than usual. So don't keep stacking more and more energy right before the edit. Sometimes removing one element is what makes the rewind hit like a truck. Now check everything in context with the full mix. Soloing the rewind is useful, but the real test is the full arrangement. Make sure the FX aren't louder than the groove. Make sure the reversed slice is audible, but not masking the kick or sub. If the rewind sounds muddy, cut some low end from the FX, shorten the reverb, and lower the bass pickup a little. If it sounds too weak, add a little more saturation, make the stop sharper, or increase the transient a touch on the drum bus. The big beginner mistake is making the rewind too long. Keep it short. Usually 1 beat to 2 bars max is enough. Also, don't reverse the entire loop. Keep the original groove recognizable. That familiarity is what makes the rewind feel like a real movement in the track, not just a sound design exercise. Here's a super practical way to practice this. Load a 172 BPM project. Drop in a breakbeat and a basic bassline. Pick bar 8 or bar 16 as your rewind point. Split the drum clip. Reverse a small tail. Add a quick filter drop. Give it a tiny reverb or echo tail, and place one short bass note right after it. Then listen back and focus on just 3 things. Timing, volume, and filter movement. If you finish that quickly, make a second version right under it with a different reversed snare slice or a slightly harder bass return. That's how you start learning the language of edits in drum and bass. So remember the main idea here. A jungle rewind moment is short, musical, and phrase-aware. Build it at the end of a clear 8-bar or 16-bar section. Use one strong reversed slice, a simple filter move, a little reverb or echo, and then bring the bass back with intention. Keep the drums punchy, the low end controlled, and the transition tight. Once you can do this cleanly in Ableton Live 12, you've got a powerful arrangement tool you can use in Jungle, Rollers, Neuro, Darker DNB, and beyond. And honestly, once you start dropping rewinds properly, your tunes start sounding way more like a real performance.